Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the master builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business and community. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. I am thoroughly convinced after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell. I am still, I keep saying, still thoroughly convinced that we are all leaving a diamond in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us in our hometown from which we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And it gives me great honor, pleasure, and joy today to host this program with Mr. Dan Calloway, because today we are interviewing one of my classmates, none other than Percy Yes Red Walker, founder of Narcotics Anonymous Group. As a native of Palm Beach County, Percy Walker was born and raised in Riviera Beach on Vernon Avenue, better known as 35th Street. Percy had great parents and taught him and his siblings to respect and be respectful, with great morals needed to live a successful life. He retired as a foreman from FPNL after 41 years. Yes. 41 years of service, and has then afterwards found a new position. His passion has led him to helping the alcoholic and addicts who are suffering and looking for a new way of life. He is the founder of /A, Narcotics Anonymous, a group called Positive Flow, in which he's proud to say has been active for 30 years. Percy is also a co-founder of a spiritual men's group titled Men Helping Men, assisting men to re-enter the community from incarceration or other life challenges. Percy is deeply, deeply, deeply involved with his class, yes, the class of 1972. Simply said, he is a people person, loving people. And Dan Calloway just reminded him about being loyal, learning, living, livelihood, and that represents Percy for all of us that know him. So with those thoughts in mind, we want to welcome all of you that's calling in, especially our classmates and those who love you, Percy. But I'm going to turn this program now over to Mr. Calloway. Good afternoon, everybody.
Thank you, and good afternoon, and welcome, Percy.
Thank you.
Make a mistake and just say, Red, please forgive me, because that's what I've been calling you all your life. And to me,
yes,
with that color, you bring all kind of beauty. Now, give us a little bow about, and that's a wonderful bow you have. You know, nobody works past 20 years anymore, but they work 30 and 40 and put in their 50 years on one job and then create two other important positions that we should be worrying about, with mental health and drug abuse, alcoholic abuse, or whatever. We got to spend more time with that. What I need you to do is right now chronologize from the first grade to where you are now in the education of field and learning.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, thank you, Mr. Calloway, and thank you, Ms. McNeil, for allowing me to be here. And I tell you that I am truly honored to be here. You came up with some topics. You were talking to me about lawyers, living, learning, loving, and all that stuff. Mr. Calloway, I feel like and I believe that each one of those is where I really am today. I say that because I may bounce around, but let's just talk about the 41 years retired at PNL. I remember just when I was getting ready. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yes, I mean, just being so involved with people, I just need to be around people because, Mr. Calloway, I look around and I understand today that this, it's not all about me. So I have to be involved with other people. But I was just saying about the 41-year career at FPNL, I remember my wonderful mother saying, what are you going to do when you retire? And I really, truly believe this. I said absolutely nothing. But I'm grateful, Mr. Calloway, today for my health, strength, and everything like that so I can't sit down. You know what I mean? And I, so, but today, you know, my values and morals, you know, come from my mother. Now, I haven't always been like this. I get involved with other people because of some of the experiences and the bad choices I've made. However, one thing I can say is I have a foundation, or I had a foundation to go back to. Some people don't have that, and that's why I get involved with it, Mr. Calloway.
Beautiful. Well, let's go back with the learning tree. Knowing your mother and knowing your father, which you were a junior as well as anyone.
Yes.
Because of your name, Percy Jr., it rang out 40, 56 years ago when blacks didn't go to service station. We call them filling stations then, to get the car repaired before the Davis brought their filling station down on the south end. And then your father was a person who took care, was a mechanic. Without any hydraulic lifting, he's up under there wheeling up and down, taking transmissions apart, cleaning spark plugs and all those things that I never learned. But he did 90% of the mechanical work for cars in Riviera back there then.
Yes.
And then when the Davis family, Floyd Davis Sr., and Floyd grew up here too, who now has the place right there on Silver Beach Road, been there, and J.T. Davis and all those. Now, I need to ask you about that, knowing that your siblings and you grew up in that environment where your parents, and especially your father, the community was leaning on him to keep them rolling in their vehicle. How did that make you feel, and did you try to get into that or what?
Well, I tell you, Mr. Calloway, very interesting question, because when you talk about learning and you talk about my father and my mother, this guy was really considered a genius. For a guy who couldn't read and write, and a lot of people in the community, Mr. Calloway, never knew that. But he left something with each and every one of us. I remember you mentioned my siblings and stuff. You know, my mother went to the sixth grade, father probably no education at all, and she would help us with homework as far as she can. When she got beyond sixth grade education and stuff like that, then Betty kicked in and stuff like that. Well, my father told me one time, he said, son, if you could read, count, read a ruler, you could build anything. That stays with me today, Mr. Calloway. This man, you know, once I started working and stuff like this, he invented, I had never seen the ramps that you pull a car up on as opposed to jacking it up. He did that. I never saw it in a store. He took a light bulb, Mr. Calloway, and made it a test, hooked up some kind of wires on it and stuff like that. You plug it in, you tell whether a circuit was hot. Eventually, I saw that at FPNL. Just a genius, just a genius. And a lot of the stuff I do like that is just from observation, that there are two brilliant people.
Okay. And great leaders. You know, in a community like Riviera, and one of the greatest things happened is when Ann McNeil thought of this I Am Riviera program. And we've had tremendous amount of success for people calling from all everywhere. And it's a talk of the town. I think that I don't know how long we're going to keep doing this, but I know it's been very successful. But most of all, we need to highlight 50 years or more ago when people like you and your family and all of them over there on 36th Street, 35th Street. And I remember years ago, it must have been at least 20 years ago before you retired, you talked to me about buying the property of the old two spot. And I said something to you. I said, what are you going to do with that? And then you were giving me your ideas about helping the reentry program. That's what it's called.
Right.
They go off to the jail or the prison, the whatever, and you're trying to give them what we all should try to do is a second chance. Then you talk about the people who was sleeping in between the buildings and all the way down where the two spot was. We had the paradise. You bought the paradise, not the two spot. It was
the paradise
in that area.
Yes.
And then the two spot down in that area and right where McCray's Barbecue, a lot of people had fallen on tough times, especially up there by the paradise. That's where you got the idea because
yes,
you
yes.
living in that area. And they were
yes.
sleeping everywhere. And you wanted to figure out a way how to help them out. Would you elaborate on some of that right now?
I certainly will, Ms. Calloway. I purchased the paradise in 1988. And I had this big dream, and, you know, I'm such a diehard Steeler fan that I was going to turn it into the Steeler's Den. I even painted the building yellow and started making up this menu, one Steeler burger, one Steeler fry, and all that stuff. I was ready to go. However, it wasn't zoned for that, and I thank God for that because at the particular time I was talking about opening this thing up, I could tell you today, Mr. Calloway, that I probably would have been my biggest customer. I would have been my best customers. I was at the peak of alcohol at the time. I'd indulged in drugs at the time and stuff like that, so it wouldn't have worked. So there's a gentleman, you know, and I want to tell you that my parents had nothing to do with me making this bad decision because you hear this a lot. Bad upbringing, this, that, and the other. No. It's a choice I made, choice, and I live up to that today. Now, after so many years of hurting my family, you know, because it's so easy for us to say, I'm only hurting myself. No, I was hurting loved ones. And if anyone's listening to this and stuff like that, you know, believe me, you know, I had a lot of people come to me and say, come on, Red, can't you see what it's doing to you? Can't you stop? Yes, that's what you see. But I was stuck, Mr. Calloway. So once an individual came around who I did a lot of damage with, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind saying, this is Lamar Parrish, you know, we were pretty much out there together, and this man changed his life. And he came to me because I was so down and out to my mother, a Christian woman, would have the pastor from Pleasant Heights, Reverend Parrish, come over and talk to me. And that's not what I wanted to hear at the time. I don't want to hear that, you know, all these disciples you're talking about. And Lamar came over every time he come to town and stuff like that, and he didn't preach to me. He told me he found a new way of life and that he wasn't happy until he came and got with somebody that he used with and that he could help. And from that point on, Mr. Calloway, I'll never forget that, and I've been reaching out, finding people on the trash pile. It doesn't matter to do what I can to help them. That's passion for me today. I'm involved in something at the church. You know, the pandemic slowed us down. It's a man of distinction, a bunch of older guys like myself who reach out to boys from like 9 to 17 and stuff like that. And, you know, we try to lead and guide them in the right direction, teach them how to tie a tie, how to change a tie, how to help an elder person and stuff like that. Also, I'm involved in a spiritual group founded by Mr. Tony King. I am the co-founder of that. It's men helping men. That's where it comes in, Mr. Calloway, where, you know, if you've been incarcerated, we got Mr. Oz Newbold, that junior there, who's very bright with this reentry program. But we live by some promises, you know what I mean, to keep us going. But what we do is reach out to ones who's struggling to get their head on tight, to get their mind right. Because a lot of the stuff we do is about our ideals, our attitudes, and our behaviors. And that's where we step in to try to give our experiences that we have.
Well, I tell you one thing. You need to write a book. You need to write a book, and it will be a bestseller. All you have to do is tell your story. See,
yes.
When Black History Month comes up February, and I always say his story,
H-I-S-S-T-O-R-Y,
his story. And sometimes
right.
We should say our story. Nobody can tell your story better than you.
That's correct.
I just happen to be here. Now, you brought up Lamar. And, of course, everybody know my relationship with Lamar, and I had Dickie and Tunky and everybody else. When he got in trouble, it hurt me so bad because there was other people keeping it away from me because they thought it was funny. Funny? They were envious of Lamar because he was all world in football and playing in the NFL and doing all those things, but he was one of us. See, what you are talking about with that love of loyalty and living in this great city of Riviera, anybody fall down, it hurt you because that's part of your family. It may not be
yes.
a part of your biological family, but it's a part of your family. You hurt
yes.
because you want to see everybody else do well. It's not an endless bone in your body. I can tell the world that. I think that why I said that you are a pillar of the community, but most of all, you're a paragon of peace. You've never been a bad guy out here stealing, running up and down, fighting. Yeah, you're crossing over into drugs or alcohol or whatever it is. It consumes and controls your mind and body. But one thing about it is you ran the gauntlet. You got through it.
Yes.
Now you'll go and teach other people. See, this is what happened, and I feel bad today that I couldn't save Rough House. You know how Rough House and Baby Gene
yes.
and Baby Gene is like another one of your brothers because that was your oldest brother, best friend. I didn't know enough about the dependency that people can get into that. Now, once I got into the sheriff office, they sent me to every school in the world for me to learn that. I wanted to learn that. When I was in San Francisco, I spoke
yes.
to 10,000 people. When I went to the Menega Foundation in Topeka, Kansas, that was about 8,000. I had to learn the norms and the tendency of the society, what drugs will do. And drugs will
yes.
decimate community more than anything I know. And knowing that you are into that, actually, right after Christmas, you and I were set, and I'll introduce you, if you don't know, the Melvins. They're over Sinceria 2000. That's a mental health group. 4 years ago, their 17-year-old son committed suicide because
right.
most people recognize the tendency when people are going to be suicidal. See, therefore,
yes.
with your experience and what you were doing, the youth recreation is going to get right in the middle of that with you, and I will put that into something with the centennial for Riviera, because we need more people to get behind what you're doing. And everybody do their job. Now, what about that?
Yes, I tell you, that sounds good. And I tell you, doing what I do, when I said, you know, I reach out and help, you know, there are rewards for that. And some of the rewards is to see the change in other people, Mr. Calloway. I may go somewhere, like, for instance, I may be a speaker somewhere tonight, and if an individual asks me to speak, say, in short notice, like walk up to me now and say, "A person, can you speak for me tonight? My speaker didn't show up." Sure, they'll never get a no from me, because I was taught that as long as I tell the truth, I don't have to worry about messing up. So there is nothing for me to say I'm not prepared. You know what I mean? I just do a meditation and let it flow. But there's a network of us around here, you know. Some of the other joys for this is I may be sitting in a restaurant, Mr. Calloway, and someone may come up to me and say, "I remember you. I remember 7 or 8 years ago you said this in a meeting or that in a meeting, and it never left me." The change that you see in other people's lives, and you see them reach out to another and another and another. It's just a network. It moves on. So it's not about the destination. It's the journey, Mr. Calloway. And I can sincerely tell you, I love this journey.
Beautiful. Well, let me tell you something, what you just brought up. And, of course, I was honored by the city. And, of course, when you're 84 years of age and was born and reared on this avenue, I think that my family and I earned that because of, I was born there. And I'm still up to date. I've lost my sight mostly, but there's nothing wrong with my mind. Because
right.
I'm the one who the spokesman for the city for the 100 years and the celebration every month. And it's up for me. I'm working with the mental health group, told you about that,
yeah.
the Melvins. What I'm going to do is get with you and have the IT group from the city. See, when you turn that channel, I think it's channel 18, you get the news from what you did. I'd like to
community channel, yes.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. And I'd like for you, if you got a committee that you want to bring with you, and we take something and let it play so often about saving the city from the abuse of any kind of drugs. Overusing it.
Yes.
And it's not going to go away. Only way we can beat this is all us join hands and make this a high priority. Now, you think you
yes,
can get your
yes.
group with you, and I bring the person that I work with by the name of Ann McNeil? I can do
yes.
that. All I have to do is tell the city manager and the mayor, this is what I want to do. And what I
yes,
want
I
to
do that.
He educates. I want you to educate the masses of Riviera. Now, it'll overflow on the other surrounding cities because of we all mingle with them.
Right.
Would you like to do that for the city?
Be glad to, Mr. Calloway. Now, I can bring a committee in of individuals like myself when it comes to actually talking about the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous or the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are protected by traditions where we can't talk about a lot of stuff, but my experience, like I just shared with you, I could bring others that would do the same thing, and we could still
yeah.
reach out and bring people in. I'm pretty involved. I've went through, got so many people through the civil drug court, Mr. Calloway, you know, I mean, it's just something I do every time they look, I'm there with an individual getting them into treatment, you know.
Well, you see, you got the whole barrel of everything here. You not only can counsel, you not only can speak, but you understand, you walk down that road.
Been there,
I can
that.
Do a lot of things, but that road I can't walk down.
Right.
And see, that's what I was telling you about Rough House. What his name? Judge Rogers started the drug court. And,
yes.
of course, he was, before he went back to school to be a lawyer and end up being a judge. He was a teacher at Roosevelt when I was there. That was his first year, and he became a real good, a real close friend of mine. And
right.
we did a lot of things, but the point is, I think we need to put more emphasis on this, and I need to have someone that I trust that's not going to be like a fly-by-night and do it one time and forget about it because of, it takes
yes.
a lot of patience. And you can't give up if one goes back and regress. No, you gotta stay solid all the time. And sometimes you
yes.
may get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're calling. You need to come and talk to John Paul because he has the monkey on his back. They would say.
Yes.
He's
yes.
having one of those breakdowns. See, I know a little about that because being a person that never smoked, never drank. I did a lot of other things, but I didn't do those two things. But I can
right.
tell you that was many, many, many. I had to be at 2 o'clock in the morning, got them on the beach. See, because the idea was to change their everyday journey. Get off that road.
Right.
Get over there. And this is what they teaches you in there, that you're supposed to have a support group. And the youth recreation with over 10,000 people, and most of them, and you one of them came up through that, right through at Goodmont. We haven't even gotten
right
to that. See, ran at
right.
Goodmont. was a stable of Riviera, the oldest outside
right.
park in Riviera, in Putnair in the county. Now, what we
right.
need to go back to the old thing is make sure we are a village. The African says that it takes a village to rear a child. So that's what we need
right.
to do. Now, what are you thinking about that? How you feel about that?
You got the hair standing up on my arm, Mr. Calloway, because like I say, this is what I do. This is my passion. This is what I love. And there's individuals that I work with that different levels, you know. Say one was a director of a treatment facility. You know, you mentioned Judge Rogers. I've been bringing people in. When Judge Rogers was judge for the civil drug court and so many other judges that's been there now, you know, there's also one I mentioned, Mr. Oz Newbold Jr. This guy is brilliant. You know, he's dealing with the reentry program for these inmates and stuff who's coming out, showing them the new way of life. Because some people come out, Mr. Calloway, if we don't grab a hold of their shirt tail, they're headed back because they're institutionalized. And so this is the kind of stuff we do. However, I can get some guys together, different levels, and we could come and sit before you, the city, Miss Ann, and everything like that, and we could work a plan out.
Well,
me and
put a plan together.
Okay.
No, I need to make this statement to you.
Okay.
Twice you brought up Newbold, Oz.
Yes.
All I need you to do is call him as soon as possible and tell him you were talking to me and tell him I said he owed that phone call. When he was in Tallahassee,
okay.
he'll tell you the story, what happened, because I'm the one sent the lawyer for him, because his mother
right.
and father called me. I think he's one of the nicest people God ever put on earth.
Yes, yes.
He is one
of my former
boys.
Calloway, yes, he's one of the members of the Men Helping Men group, you know, and I was with him on yesterday because every third Saturday, we go over to Southern Kitchen and we have breakfast together. And each Saturday, one individual out of us,
that?
We got Mr. That's at 9 a.m. And like I say, Mr.
That's
Tony King, you know the Kings very well. He's the founder of this. So I would have a topic this week, and I would bring it before the group when we finish eating, and we'll talk about what it meant to me, what I got out of it, and the rest of the guys in that particular positive spiritual group will give their comments. And we move
okay.
on with it. That's just...
Tell Tony the same. When Tony was running the drug thing, I think it was CARP or something like that.
No, it was drug abuse.
He worked
with
me in the sheriff's office for many years. But I had him
yes.
and his little brother playing in Little League and basketball over there at Tate Gym. They came out
yes.
of Monroe Heights. Yeah.
Right,
well,
right.
you got some tremendous people right there. No wonder they all been successful. No,
yes,
no. Actually, what I may do, I may put something to tape up to tell the story where the pitfalls, the person who's expert in that is the person who fell in the pit. And got out the pit.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, and
yes.
if I can do that, and I can do that, if they are willing to go back and just tell their story, that's all I need.
You're
and
talking
see,
to the right man, Mr. Calloway. Believe me, you're talking to the right man. Like I say, if it wasn't protection of anonymity and stuff like that, I could call some names to you right now, Mr. Calloway. I have to get their permission of people that came through this right now with 25, 30 years clean. You know what I mean? It's ones who disappeared from the street, and the average person will say that person must be in jail. Person's in recovery, and he's giving back what was freely given to him. We must give it away in order to keep it, Mr. Calloway.
Well, I can tell you it's a done deal. All you have to do now, I eat up at Southern Kitchen once a week, sometimes two times a week, but never no 9 o'clock in the morning. See, I don't go to bed before 12 o'clock at night, and I don't want to get out of the bed before 10:30 in the morning. But I like one of these Saturdays, I will go up there. I'll have Artie to bring me up there, and I'll take all of you all the breakfast. But 'cause Pastor, but that means a lot to me because you're naming some people that I haven't talked to in a long time. But Oz called me years ago about the reentry thing, but he was supposed to get back to me. And now if you got Tony, Tony used to work hard with the drug abuse program that was under the sheriff's office because of, he was my man to put on programs in the schools. Now, I put this in your hands, but you will get me I know most of them got a job during the week. I'm the only one that don't have a job. My boss lady fired me. So one of the things I will do is get on the ball because I'm so impressed with this because they're homegrown. And the main thing if anybody I depend on is people who walk down the road. Nobody can tell me what this road is like unless they have gone through it before me. You can't be a person. You understand? I know what you understand saying. See, and who's
exactly
better to try to save Riviera than the people came through Riviera?
Yes. And that's the network I talk about. You know, you mentioned Mr. Tony King, you know, and this stuff I was just telling you about, civil drug court, stuff like that. You know, it may be someone I've never seen before in my life. I may get a phone call and say, I got a daughter, I got a husband, I got a wife, need help. You know what I mean? They're no stranger to me if they're an addict or alcoholic and they're reaching out. But mentioning Mr. King, you know, I usually call that number down at the Drug Abuse Foundation and say, I have a soldier I'm going to be bringing in. And this gentleman would tell me who to ask for, bring that soldier on. There's a couple of times, Tony mentioned something to me once when I went down there. There's a couple of people you take down there, they just won't stay, you know, but we've done our part. So I mentioned that to Tony once, and I said, Tony, I'm not bringing anybody else down here. And he told me, no, we can't do that. We have to continue to stay on this journey because we're doing our part whether they stay or not. Get the next soldier in here. This is the kind of network I'm involved in, Mr. Calloway. You
got
to talk to Mr. Oz Newbold. He's heavy. This guy is serious about what he do, Oz Newbold. You got to talk to him. Yes. I'm going to make that connection.
Make that. And they are no. I won't be a stranger to them. They're not a stranger to me because I had them all when they were kids. But since they've been adults, I've worked with Tony because of his office. I needed him to go to different schools and make presentations when I was running all the community service in the sheriff's office. That's what I set up all the time. But with you, Oz, and Tony, it got to be successful because of y'all background, y'all character. You all are great people. And great is
that's what I was just saying. There are some names I could call to you right now. I won't call over the air
that's good enough.
Wow. Yes, and they're doing well and they're giving it away as well. But, you know, I just have to be protective of something right now.
I understand.
We'll get together on that. Yes.
Well, you put it together and get me past Thanksgiving because this week is third big because we're feeding 7,000 people. And I take that very seriously. We've been doing this for 37 years. And one of the things that I want all of them to be there with us when you will be doing most of the cooking the fish on the 18th when we are giving the Christmas present to the people on the north end in Troderick McCoy District. And, of course, Ann McNeil and myself will be out there because she's been part of that for years. And I like to have them all. We sit around and brainstorm, but I need to get them together as soon as possible because I may need to put up a workshop for kids out of Stony Brook, young ladies and young men.
Yes.
All they have to do is have the knowledge. We'll put everything else together, but I need to have you and them, and we talk over what is the guidelines, what they can do and what they can't do. Because of the privacy.
Yes, we all love it too. That makes plenty of sense. And while I'm thinking about it, you know, we did change our breakfast time from 9 a.m. to noon. So maybe you'll be up by noon on the third Saturday.
I can handle the noon. I can handle it. That's when I won't eat breakfast. So you will let me know in advance, but you got to let me know at least at the beginning of the week. because of my schedule is very hectic. But I want to go up the Southern Kitchen to have. I want to do that.
Yes,
yeah,
we would love to have you there, Mr. Calloway.
I would love to be there. I would be honored to be in there. I'm privileged. Okay, we'll work that out and give me a call by Tuesday, no later than Wednesday. It won't be this that you all move it up to 12 o'clock, and I'll look right at my schedule, and I'll be right on top of that.
Okay, well, we do it every month, but for December, we pushed it out, so we won't be doing it again, Mr. Calloway, until
January.
I'll be getting with
that's
you
for, that's
before
enough.
Then.
But just wait, don't tell me. You got to give me a week or 2 weeks, something like that, because if you tell me 9 January, that's too far away with all these things I got going. But just discuss that, and I'll take you all to breakfast then. But I got to put you all together to make a statement for Riviera with different people, kids.
The process
I call
has
them
already
kids.
Started, believe me. The process has started, Mr. Calloway.
Okay,
yes.
Now, Ann, is there anything you want to ask before I ask him two more questions?
Listen, I am just so honored to be on this other side of this podcast listening. I'm taking notes, and I'm excited to also, we need to have him come back and talk about our class of 1972. So we'll schedule you, Mr. Percy Walker, and we want to thank your classmates for listening in, Andrew, Rivona, and your sister, Dr. Knighton, our Artie, so many people. So Mr. Calloway, we're going to have him come back and talk about our class.
Well,
and what
that's
we're doing.
Great. Did you say Rivona?
Yes, Dr. Mitchell is on. Dr. Rivona Mitchell is on. Everybody's listening. So if any of you, before we wrap up, if any of you would like to participate in this podcast, just press number 1 on your phone, and we can open your microphone. And if it's okay with Dan Calloway, we can let you talk to
Well, I can tell you right now, if Dr. Rivona Mitchell up in Atlanta, Georgia, because she and her sisters take me to one of the great restaurants every time I come to Atlanta. That's my yes.
Well, you know, she's our classmate. She's our classmate.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And everybody, and Tony King and all those people you mentioned, Deborah, we're all in the same class.
But Deborah Taylor Staley?
Yes, we're all in the same class.
That's my little girl. Her mother is one of my best friends. We started school together. She doesn't like me to tell her that, but that's the truth.
That's why we have to have him back on so we can talk about the wonderful people that come out of our classroom.
Well, you can do that because I can tell you each one of them. I know them, and they're just tremendous. That is a great class. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And I thought the class 56 at Roosevelt, my class was the greatest, but if you name it all those people,
we are. But we do have a caller that has their hand up. So, Mr. Calloway, if it's okay with you, we'll open your line. Calling your last 4 digits of your number is 9676. We're opening your microphone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing? My name is Frank.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Frank.
Yes, how are you doing? I'm one of the participants in Brothers Helping Brothers that we meet once a month.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Maybe when Percy Jr. and Tony and Nubo get together, they'll invite you there. Or sometime I would like to meet with you.
Well, I'm a regular. It's just that I'd like to say it's just a pleasure and honor for them allowing me to be a part of that group, because they have really made the difference in my life. And Percy is a true, true honor, him being my friend. And I'm just overwhelmed today that we could get together and help each other as men, and especially black men.
Beautiful. I'm enthused. The next week, when I get through Thanksgiving, I will be putting together time where we'll have 50 to 60 kids, when I call them kids, anywhere from 15 to 18 years of age, and especially boys and men. I need you in this group to put a little emphasis on sometime. I'm taking about 47 kids to the bowl game at FAU.
Right.
Alpha Fraternity is going to ask me to help out. And they got the tickets. We're going to rent a bus, and we're going to have the food farm, just like we normally take down to the Dolphins game. Because of the pandemic,
right,
we haven't done that in the last 2 years, but we're going to get back because they have opened it up. And there's a, we take the girls down to the Heat game. Those, all those basketball kids, people who need to be able to hail and see another part of life. And the good thing is I don't have to worry about the people who are in charge of doing something for these kids and knowing something about their background, because everything that Percy has already said, every one of them, I've known them ever since they were little leaguers. And so that gives me advantage of knowing they know me. And we going to put something together, because I love the setback and to see young people like you all and what you're doing continue to carry the ball or run with the ball.
Yeah.
So that's a done deal. So thank you for calling in. And I'm and Percy, make sure
yes.
that I get a chance. And the moment I'm around him, you introduce him to me, because he's not one of like Tony and Oz and you who grew up here. I'm not
yes.
someone who grew up here. Grew up under my supervision way long time ago.
Yes. Yes, and I'd just like to take a minute, a moment too, to say thanks, Frank, for calling in and to let you know that Frank comes from Miami, South Miami, every third Saturday to join this group. And he has sat at that table like he did yesterday, and he sat there and he just told us, time out. Let me tell you what you guys have done to me. You know what I mean? You just, when he can't make a day, say he feels empty. You know, you miss 1 week, Mr. Calloway, it seems like you miss 6 months. That's how powerful this thing is. So thanks for calling in, Frank, and I love you, brother.
I love you, too, and it's a pleasure and honor. And just thank you so much that you have allowed me to experience this and understand life is all about serving. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, both of
you,
all of you. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Before we shut down, would
yes.
you do me a favor with Frank there and
yes,
make sure, Tony, I'm going to be with you all in January, but
yes,
tell
okay.
Tony and Oz, they ought to take at least an hour on the 18th to come to Goodmire Park, because Oz grew up right down from Goodmire Park.
Yes, yes.
That's where him and his dad and his mother live, right there, not too far from St. James, right behind St. James.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
tell, it's been mentioned to them. Yeah, they'll be there.
Tell them that, and then we can have a little powwow and enjoying the fish. And whoever cooking the cock fiddles for me, because I love the way
yes.
you cook the fish. That's what I
okay.
eat. And I'm going to eat
I
a hot dog because Ann the one cooked the hot dogs.
And I just came up with an idea, Mr. Calloway. Men helping men may come up with a little table or a little booth. You never know for that picnic.
We may
have us a little corner there.
There you go. And put it over there on 35th side. That's where I'll be, right there under the little tent, because we're going to have a big tent for all them senior citizens on the west side,
yes.
west of the
yes.
basketball court. And
yes.
I'll be over there where you all cooking with Jonathan and everybody putting the food on the grill. But anyway,
right.
that's a good thing. But this is very rewarding. I'm really happy about this because one of the things we're going to do in the new year is go on the streets and do more to try to save the town. I told the police chief, the only way we can stop the crime is go out there and give the time to tell people that somebody loved them. We got to spread love.
Yes.
And most of all, what you do is give hope. If you can give hope to someone and they feel like they're not lost and they've been deprived, no. We got to give them hope and tell
yes.
the story. That's what the African said. You remember the book and the movie Roots? Kunta Kinte told the story to Kizzy. Kizzy told the story to Chicken George, and Chicken George told the story to his four boys about the old African coming from the Bonga River. And that's what we got to tell them. Ann wanted, when she created this here podcast, to tell the story. And that's good. And I hope all those beautiful people in the class of 72 would be out there before I go to the grave. And I said, well, I knew them all when they were little kids. I want to do that.
We'll be there. Are you sure you want to say, Mr. Calloway? We'll be there, Mr. Calloway.
Yeah. That's what I want.
But, you know, Mr. Calloway, something I believe in, and I tell a lot of people, you know, you were just saying something sort of like this, but I believe today a hug can make a difference in a person's day.
Yes,
easier to help a person if you don't judge that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I help a lot of people. It could be a spouse, and I'll promise them and assure them that whatever we talk about, I would not talk to your significant other about it unless they give permission because, you know, gaining trust is one thing, but regaining it is difficult. So
that is true.
You know, I just want to say that hug someone, tell them you love them.
It always. And you see, the thing, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, people get to a funeral and they're crying and they're saying all these things and because they're guilty. Because they say, I should have said, I hug a person, I love. And you see, especially black men, they don't want to show their affection to people because they think it's not macho enough. No. You tell people all the time, I love you. I love you more. And that's what you want to do. And you want people to feel comfortable about you because of we are so quick to put people down instead of picking people up. That's why I say it's the main thing you want kids to go. I call them kids. It can be 15, 60. They still, when you're 84, you earn the right to call people kids. But they're not. I want people to understand we need to have a hand, not a hand out so much, but a hand up. Give a hand up.
A hand up, yes.
And then.
That's correct.
You remember the other day when I told you the new group with the Youth Recreation on the advisement of Ann McNeil? We're gonna start Lean On Me. You remember the guy who put the song out, Bill Whitaker?
Yes.
Lean On Me. See, what that means, we're gonna be that friend. We'll be right there to support those people, to lean on me. But that's what it's going to be, the new thing.
Count me
in.
Yes.
Yep. Are you with me, Ann?
Yes, I'm stuttering, but yes, I'm here.
Something's funny with her, Mr. Calloway. Something's funny.
Okay. All right. Well, one thing about it, the Lean On Me going to be in there, but I need Ann to say it where everybody can hear it, because when I'll be calling LaVon, and then I'm going to get with Ravonna, and I'm going to say, well, Ravonna, when Ann doesn't listen to me, I want you all to get on my side, and they will. I can tell you that right now. I need you, Ann. Okay. All right.
We're all on the same side.
Okay, then.
Yes.
All right. I'm going back to red now because it's the end. You have been magnificent. We will have
you
back again. Would you come back again? Because I think you've got some other things you need to say.
Yes, sir. I'll be honored and grateful, glad to come back, Mr. Calloway.
Well, then you're going to be back. So that's my job. Okay, Ann, I'm finished.
All right, everybody. We want to just remind everybody that you have been listening to hashtag I Am Riviera Beach with Percy Walker, founder of Narcotics Anonymous Group. And Percy is a native of Palm Beach County and born and raised in Riviera Beach on Burnham Avenue. And I'd like to remember him most as the president of our class of 1972. I want to just read this in our hearing as we wrap up the programs today. And it's something by Emerson that I just picked up in research while everybody was talking, and we want to thank Frank for the spirit of service when he mentioned service, because I think that all of us and everything we do goes back to something that Mr. Calloway says often, and that is that we're here to support and protect the least, the lost, and the unconcerned. All of that personally reminds us to never judge. And I'm going to read this from Emerson. It's called The Oversoul. And he says that the soul is the perceiver and the revealer of truth. We are all discerners of the spirit. Full court or in small committee, or confronted face-to-face, accuser and accused, men offer themselves to be judged. Against their will, they exhibit those decisive trifles by which character is read. But who judges and what? Not our understanding. We do not lead them by learning or craft. No, the wisdom of the wise man consists herein, that he does not judge them. He lets them judge themselves and merely reads and records their own verdict. And so with those words from Emerson, we want to thank all of you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next Sunday, and wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. And thank you, Mr. Calloway, and, of course, our president, Mr. Percy Walker, and we'll see all of you next week.
And happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and stay safe. God bless you.
Love you. All right.
Okay, love you all. Thanks for having me.
All right. Love you more. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.